Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Wednesday. Music City Multicon coming to our city this week, and one of the participants there will be WWE Hall of Famer Jake the Snake Roberts, who is on the line with us now. Jake, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful, man.
Do you still, when you hear that music, does it still give you the same feelings that it did when you were ready to walk out so many years ago?
Not quite as urgent. Now, used to, when I hear the music, I'd, you know, start to shake. You know, oh my God, I need to get my damn boots on. a little too late. But no, I still get a rush from it.
Coming to these, we had Brutus Beefcake on yesterday, and I asked him the same question. Coming to these things and meeting fans of different generations, how cool is it for you to, you know, see the you know, maybe it's the dads or whatever that watched you back in the day, and then their kids that, you know, play on the video games and use Jake Roberts and know who you are? How cool is it to interact with different generations?
Oh, it sucks. You know, I'm tired of having 80-year-old men tell me they watched me when I was a kid. You know,
Jake the Snake.
No, I do enjoy it, man. You know, especially the young ones, because you know, I was done long ago, and because of the magic of you know, watching the videos and stuff, they're right there on top of it. Hell, they know more about me than I know about me.
We're talking to Jake the Snake. He's coming to town this weekend at the Music City Multicon. And he, you know, like my son is 18 years old, Jake, right? He never saw you wrestle live, but he does the DDT to me all the time. He mentions your name. He finds videos of you on YouTube. As we told Brutus yesterday, I mean, you guys are still as popular today as you were 30, 35 years ago. A whole new generation has discovered you. That feeling when you go to these places and these kids come up to you, how does that make you feel knowing that you're still a legend all these years later?
It's awesome, man. It pays the bills, too.
All right, so we've got many requests. Well, my friends like, all right, the snake and all that. The come up, I mean, when you started out, I mean, that came after you started out wrestling, but with the snake and all that, how did that put you to the next level?
Oh, it pushed me over the top.
And why do you think so?
Just, it was something totally different. You know, nobody had ever done that before, and this is a new game in town, man. And, he said everybody's afraid of snakes, including me.
So was it your idea, or was it Vince, or who kind of pushed the idea?
I actually thought of that while I was riding down the highway one night, smoking pot and drinking beer. And, you know, it just came to my mind. It's like, oh, wow, that'd be so cool. But I never thought about it. You know, I didn't think it all the way through. And that was the problem, because that meant that I would have to carry a snake.
Damien, as we found out later on.
All right, so Jake, a friend of the show is a guy named Reno Riggins, and one time you dropped the snake on him, and he said before you put the snake on him, the British Bulldogs were kicking the bag and made the snake go crazy, and then you dropped the snake on him. He said it was an iconic moment in his career. So look at what you've done, Jake. You've made other wrestlers have iconic moments because of you.
I've scarred a few. I have scarred a few.
And you said you're scared. You were scared of the snake?
Yes. I'm totally afraid of snakes, man.
Well, how did you overcome that fear to become Jake the Snake?
Well, when the bell rings, I become Jake, and Jake isn't afraid of anything.
Oh, you just turn it on and turn it off.
Turn it off, man.
How did you – okay, so it's interesting you said that. About, I guess, 10 or 11 years ago, Rowdy Piper came here, and it was right before he passed away. And I was, you know, being a wrestling fan, was super excited, you know, to meet him. And so he comes in studio, and he's, you know, he's kind of quiet and everything. And, you know, he looks at my boss, and he goes, tell the kid when the light goes on, I go on. And it was literally, we went on the air, and he became the hot rod. And he was explaining that's something that you all had to learn, that, you know, that curtain opens, the bell rings, that's when it hits. How hard was it to develop that?
it is hard, you know, but opportunity only comes around once, man. So you got to grab a hold of it and really run with it. So you better get a hold of it quick.
Jake the Snake Roberts is with us. How much do you keep up with the business nowadays?
Well, I'm still involved with AEW, so yeah. I'm right there on top of it.
I feel like, too, the you know, we've seen different eras of the business, you know, from the territory days and then WWF, you know, becomes what it becomes, and WCW and the Attitude Era. And then now you look at, you know, you got WWE, but you mentioned AEW, you got TNA, yep. You got all these different companies. So do you feel like the business is maybe the best it's ever been because of all the opportunity?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. The talent is finally being taken care of.
Well, that's good. Jake, what are you doing these days?
I still do the wrestling bit, and I do a lot of these cons, man. But I do some movie stuff, too. And, you know, I try to do as much fishing as I can. So that, and I play with hot rods.
Well, that's good. When you come to these multi-cons and people see you like that, I mean, you see people, you see black, white, old, young, male, oh, yeah. Female. I mean, again, we Chase and I, my co-host, talk about this, how you guys are still so beloved, you know, all these years yeah. later. I don't know, Jake, another sport that does this. Maybe baseball, maybe.
Maybe baseball. I don't know. Not to the level we get it, man, because it's just they're over the top, man. Happy to see us. Especially the older folks that, you know, you look at them and they go, you know, Jesus Christ, when I was a kid, my dad used to take me, and that's when I go, you liar, you know. But, no, they're just right there with it, man, and you see that twinkle in their eye, and you know, they're really happy.
And, you know, it's not just – I mean, I'm sure you're coming to Nashville this weekend, but you could go to Dallas, Seattle, Buffalo. I mean, they're everywhere. These fans are everywhere yeah. for you.
Absolutely.
Yeah, a great feeling. Jake the Snake Roberts with us. He's coming to the Music City Multicon this weekend over in Lebanon. You go to MusicCityMulticon.com and get all this. What's the coolest thing about this, Jake, when you get to travel to a town like Nashville and see the fans? What stands out more than anything for you?
I think seeing the buildings change. You know, a lot of the buildings are gone now that I wrestled in, and the places are different. Just seeing the change, the overall change of the cities.
Yeah, I mean, this one's changed quite a bit. That is for sure.
Yeah.
Jake, you know, speaking of change, I have to ask you this. You know, in 96 with the King of the Ring, the whole business changed with that match and then Steve Austin's promo after. And obviously it was a promo on you. But what was kind of your thoughts at the time? And did you ever dream that was going to launch him into the stratosphere that it did?
Oh, I knew it was going to launch him, man. I mean, I was one of the few people that were actually pulling for him. Vince didn't think he was a main eventer. That's a fact.
Wow.
He thought the guy was just mid-card. And I said, you know, you give him the opportunity, he's going to run with him, man. I said, he can do it. And I spent a lot of time with Steve before he got that push. Helped him get the push. Hell, I was writing television at the time, so I made sure he got the push.
Well, what about him stood out to you? Because there were so many wrestlers at that time. What about him? Like, I know this guy is going to be something special.
He was just stone cold.
Oh, yes.
That is the best. Jake, this has been a lot of fun. Thanks so much for doing this. Yeah. Enjoy this weekend.
Absolutely, man. Look forward to seeing you guys.
Absolutely. Jake the Snake Roberts, you too, the WWE Hall of Famer, joining us here on the show. He'll be here this weekend in Lebanon at the Music City Multicon.
You know, you just say his name, even if you don't know wrestling.
Yeah.
You know who he is.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, I don't know, it's tough to put our mind around that, like how amazing that one name is can transcend so many things.
Oh, yeah. And and I mean, that's cool. I actually didn't know that part, that he was behind the scenes pushing Steve Austin. But that, so the funny thing about that match is, so the King of the Ring tournament was a kind of a big deal at the time, and whoever won the King of the Ring, that was when they were kind of getting their big push. Steve had come into the WWF as the ringmaster working with the Million Dollar Man, Ted DiBiase.
Yeah.
And so he had the Million Dollar Belt. Well, then he kind of started to transition into Stone Cold Steve Austin. He wrestles a match earlier in the night against Vader. He gets his lip busted open. He actually has to leave the arena, go to the hospital, get stitches, and then come back and have the match in the finals with Jake Roberts. And so the script had kind of gotten thrown out. Steve's told this story before. You know, they don't know if Steve's going to be able to go. He comes back, he wrestles the match, and then has the famous, you sit there, you thump your Bible, you say your prayers, it didn't get you anywhere. Talk your Psalms, talk your John 3:16. Austin 3:16 says, I just whipped your ass.
And that was what, 95, 96?
96.
And that just catapulted him.
The next night, I've heard Steve in interviews say, I couldn't believe it. The next night they got to TV, they got to Raw, and they see all these Austin 3:16 signs in the audience, and it's like they all knew. He goes, I knew right then and there I was about to make a lot of money.
Oh, that's great. And what, and he's got an Instagram with two cats? Yeah. Is that what he does now?
Yep. Yep. Poncho and Macho.
It's funny.
It's my favorite.
It is a funny Instagram page.
We'll come back, tell you what day it is, and celebrity birthdays. It's Chasing Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.